Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans, chapter 8, starting in verse 31, ending in verse 39. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, "For your sake we are killed every day, we are being slaughtered like sheep." No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, either angels nor demons, either our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Once again, that was Romans, chapter 8, verses 31 through 39 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Jesus died for us and lives in us. Nothing can separate us. We will go through hard times, but this does not mean that God does not love us. Paul of all people knew this. He was persecuted, shipwrecked, imprisoned, beaten, and more. But he was convinced that nothing, not even demons or death, could separate him from God's love. We have victory in Christ. When you go through hard times, do you think that God is against you or has abandoned you? Jesus, who himself suffered, died, and rose again, said he would always be with his followers, which is written in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28 verse 20. What we think matters. When we think God is against us, we tend to drift away from him, which takes us away from our source of strength and hope. Life is hard. This world and people are broken. God will never leave us or forsake us. When life is hard, even when you are facing death, remember Jesus died for you and will never leave you. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can these verses give you hope today? Is there a promise in these verses you can memorize? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.